I am here right now in northern Wisconsin, in a place called Land O'Lakes, Wisconsin. Many years ago, it didn't make sense to me why it's called Land O'Lakes, Wisconsin, except that I know that they make butter. But anyway, Land O'Lakes, Wisconsin, is it's what it says. There are many, many, many lakes in Land O'Lakes, Wisconsin. I was invited by a friend of mine and his wife to spend some time, a few days with them here in Land O'Lakes, Wisconsin. They're from Indianapolis, but they rented a really nice cabin by the lake. We were able to do some boating and pontoon and fishing. I actually caught a 9-inch pike a couple of days ago. It was beautiful. However, yesterday it rained almost the entire day, and today it's a little cloudy. But as I look at the nature, it's beautiful. What the Lord had created, the trees, the birds, the fish, the sea, the mountains, the flowers, different kinds of species of grass and different weeds. Even the weeds are beautiful. That's why a couple of weeks ago I talked about let's take care of the nature. Let's take care of God's creation. But you know that the pinnacle of God's creation are human beings. As we cultivate our garden, and I love gardening, I cultivate them, I plant seeds, I water them and weed it out. But as we cultivate our gardens and take care of the nature, we also need to cultivate our relationship first with God and with others. And again, somebody says that once you find a friend, you find a treasure. And let's keep that in mind all the time, because at the highest creation of the Lord are the human beings. And we can explore the nature, the universe endlessly. But have we explored the basic of our relationship with God and with others? So as we learn to cultivate and protect our relationship with God, with love, and with each other, we can also learn to reflect heaven to the society in which we live in. I would like to encourage you with these verses. Isaiah 42, verse 5 through 7. This is what the Lord says. He who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open the eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. And I would like to continue on verse 8 through 9. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or praise my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place. The new things I declare, before they spring into being, I announce them to you. God bless you.